A life changed forever in Iraq. On 22nd of May, we marked 15 years since the final withdrawal of British forces in Iraq, known as Operation Telic. For brave soldier Ben Shaw, life would never be the same. As a young soldier, Ben was deployed twice in Iraq with the 3rd Battalion Rifles, first during the invasion phase and later in what became Operation Telic. His role was to patrol bases, communities and key infrastructure. 5 days before he was due home from his second tour in February 2007, his patrol was attacked. The threat had been growing. The days felt calmer, but the nights were dangerous. As dusk fell, his convoy moved along the Basra River. Just as we were coming up to a slip road, they detonated the IED and it hit our vehicle, Ben recalls. I was driving the lead vehicle. Despite critical injuries, he kept driving. They would work out where we'd go after the first explosion, what our actions would be, and set up a second ambush. It was very clear in my mind there would be a secondary or tertiary attack. You just have to drive and get out of the kill zone. He drove until the vehicle finally crashed. His arm and leg were shredded. Shrapnel tore into his skull. One eye was destroyed immediately, the other was severely damaged. A colleague ran to help him, stunned by what he saw. My head was resting against the glass and there was a lot of blood. He thought I must be dead. But then he said I looked up at him and went, "You all right, mate?" They just yanked me out of the wagon. In the chaos that followed, Ben remembers touching his own face and realising the full extent of his injuries. Medics tried to seal his remaining eye to stop the fluid leaking out. He was taken to an American hospital in Iraq, then Germany, and eventually home. Surgeons saved his arm and removed the shrapnel from his skull. In Selly Oak Hospital, Ben finally asked the question weighing on him, "Will I see again?" The doctor told him gently, "We had to remove both of your eyes." Ben describes the moment calmly. For 20 seconds, he thought about the things he'd no longer do. Drive, play computer games. Then he told himself, there's nothing you can do about it now. It's just the way it is. He refused to be overwhelmed. It's part of the job, he says. Ben always knew the risks. If it hadn't been me, it would have been one of my mates, and there's no way I would ever have wanted them to go through what I did. I was glad it was me and not them. Back home, Ben received early support from Edinburgh RNIB before turning to Blind Veterans UK. With a baby on the way, he was desperate to master independent living skills. During several stays at our centre, he learnt to cook and manage daily life using equipment he never knew existed. The stays also gave his wife a much-needed break. Ben's rehabilitation was so successful that he returned to snowboarding in early 2018. By 2020, he had won gold at the European equivalent of the Paralympic Games in the blind gated slalom. He even returned to computer gaming and is now helping companies to improve accessibility for players with sight loss. Now 43, it's staggering how far he's come, from being presumed dead to being an ambitious father, athlete and advocate. Ben's story is a powerful reminder of what determination and the right support can achieve.